Pray for Recovery and Active. My name is Anthony. First of all, let me get the preliminary stuff out of the way. I want to thank God for everything. For I truly thank God for being alive, for it's truly a blessing to be among the living. If you come from where I've come from and done some of the things it is that I've done, just being alive is a blessing. I would like to take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome to anyone that's new and say that just for today, we never have to use again. As always, I say we with conviction, because I believe no sooner than I start to think that I'm doing this by myself, I'm headed back to the crack house to make a decision between a rock, a straight shooter, and two matches. And just for the day, y'all told me that I never, ever have to live like that again. And I simply hold y'all to that by showing up. I don't want to thank this committee for asking me to come and share my experience, strength, and hope. Before I get into this topic, growing pains, I just want to thank the people who I see since I've come here and who have embraced me and said, that they love me. And I can say to myself when I step back and look at it and call them my friends, but I want to share something about growing pains here, friends. And I don't make no apology for the literature. I'm not a literature apologist. So I want to come out of Living Clean, the journey continues. I want to kind of open up page 132. It's on friendship. It says, we may choose the first people we get close to in recovery just because they are available. Or they go to the same meetings we do. When in a crisis, it doesn't matter if we trust someone or not. We reach out and are grateful for anyone that is there to grab our hand and pull us back from the edge. It says, we need to trust before we can begin to discern who is trustworthy. Says, discernment comes from hard experience. Hard experience. Trusting people we shouldn't. Talking about growing. Talking about the pain of trusting somebody that you give yourself to. Only to find out that they are not trustworthy. Wait a minute. People we shouldn't, being hurt and coming back anyway. Says, as our respect for ourselves grows, here we go. Now I'm getting into respecting myself. As my respect for myself grows, we choose more carefully whom we confide in. Because I just can't continue to think that, you are going to enhance my growth without me participating in my own growth. Wait a minute. Says we get to know each other better, but we also get a better idea of ourselves and what we want and deserve in our friendships. We begin to recognize the elements of a healthy relationship. A sense of safety can be the biggest difference in our relationship. We can start to feel like we can trust people and we become more trustworthy ourselves. And I'm talking about growing to a point in my life and in my recovery where I'm starting to begin to be okay with trusting some folks up in here. Talking about growing through some painful areas of my life where you have people in your life who you thought that you could trust and they molested you. And expect me to come in here and pick up a book and to trust what it is that you're saying is going to take me to where it is that I need to be? Think that I'm not feeling some stuff from way back when and that stuff resurfaces? The things it is that I won't talk about that keep me hell-bent into not trusting? Because I refuse to talk about what's going on with me because I think that I need to be sharing some stuff that needs to be understood by all. Anthony, every motherfucking body ain't gonna like you, man. So get all right with it in Narcotics Anonymous. Get all right with it. So people ain't gonna like the way you share. But I got to learn how to grow through this and be okay with being who it is that I am. Just the other night. Wednesday night. With all the work that I've done, or what I think that I've done on myself, 12:30 in the morning, I get a bright idea that I can get up out of the bed and went somewhere. Yeah. Go somewhere. Come on. I'm telling you, man. I got up out of my bed. Mr. Sharon, man. Mr. Basic Text Quoting, man. Knowing how to tell everybody to meet and what to do, man. 12:30 in the night, I got up out of my bed and got in my car to go somewhere. And I said to myself, what are you doing? Why? Why are you getting in the car 12:30 in the night going somewhere? And I sat in the car, I'm not talking about something from thrilling days, I'm talking about just the other night. And I said to myself, whatever you get when you leave here is what you're going to get. And I was all right with it. I peeled down the street. Live in the suburbs now. I'm like trying to hit a goddamn car peeling old 12:30 in the middle of the night. That was my fear of wanting my wife to hear me. So I drove, and I'm telling myself that I'm going to get whatever it is that I'm going to get, and I'm going to be all right with it. But something was going on with me. I'm in here sharing with y'all. Something was going on with me. I stand 6'2", 300. I ain't 300. I'm a big man. But something is going on with me. And I'm trying to say, I'm driving. And I'm saying, what's going on, Anthony? What's going on? I'm talking to myself. What's going on in the middle of the night? And I'm riding down the street and I'm just driving, looking. My wife don't know what's going on. I'm sharing this with y'all because I need help. Because I trust y'all. I have to trust y'all. I got to do something, because if everything it is that I'm afraid of losing, if everything I'm afraid of not having, I got to find a way to trust somebody with my crazy self. So I asked myself, what's going on? What's really happening on the inside, Anthony? I gotta write shit down. Cause I smoke crack and it fucked the neurons of my brain up. So, what I realized was, is that I was in pain. I was in pain. I didn't know what type of pain I was in, but I knew that I was in pain. And what I understood as I write stuff down, pain demands to be felt. Not only does pain demand to be felt, pain demands your attention. And sometimes what I'm learning about understanding what it is to be in pain, Anthony, is that you can't get honest about the pain that you're in because you can't talk to the person who you need to talk to because you're so scared of how they're going to respond to you that you won't tell them how it is that you really feel. You much rather run. You much rather run and get yourself and run the risk of getting yourself in trouble. I needed to talk to my wife to tell her how I really felt, but I was so afraid to tell her how I really felt that I didn't want to talk to her, so I much rather run 12:30 in the middle of the night. And when I come back home 1:30 in the night, I ain't do shit. Don't think I did nothing. I ain't do shit. I just drove. When I got back home, she said, What's wrong with you? She said, where did you go? I wanted some donuts. And y'all, and I want y'all to laugh from. Because I need to know that y'all laughing because I want y'all to understand, man, that I did not understand what it was that I was going through. Because sometimes as recovering people, we think that we got to stand up here and carry a sufficient message. But the message is basically, Anthony, tell the truth about what it is that you're really going through. Some places in your life where you are stumped that you can't seem to grow through because you are so locked in insecurity that you don't know what it means to be secure in yourself. So when you don't trust yourself, you will damage your own self just to satisfy to get the attention of somebody else. All I wanted was her attention, but I didn't know how to ask for it. I wrote some other stuff down here too. You look smart. Being attached. I'm working the fourth step too. Let me share that. Okay. I'm on this fourth step, right? And working this fourth step again, it's not just the first time, and keep doing the step work over and over and over again. And I think that I have a handle on it, and I realize as I'm working this fourth step now that, you know, all of the stuff that you were sharing, you're sharing information that you want other people to know about the literature and about what the books say, but you're not sharing any information about what you're really hiding behind who it is that you really are. You're using the literature as something to cover up who it is that you are because you don't really want to dig deep enough to talk about the insecurity, the low self-esteem, and the self-righteousness, and all of the real stuff that's down in there, and you don't really want to talk about, you want other people to forgive you, but you haven't even forgiven yourself because you haven't grown to a point to understand what it means to forgive yourself, so you look for other people to forgive you. Huh? Based on the stuff that you did. Being attached emotionally to rejection, okay, or being seen in a negative light. See, I'm emotionally attached to rejection. You know, had nothing to do with you. I'm already set up to the fact that you're going to reject me anyway. You haven't rejected me, but already in my mind and in my spirit, you're going to reject me anyway. So I respond with anger. Because I don't see myself in a better light. I don't see myself in a good light. So I respond the way it is that I respond because I'm already trapped in self-rejection. Huh? I'm already caught up in self-hatred, and how I disguise self-hatred up is by telling you that I love you, but I really don't even know nothing about love because I don't even love myself. But I told you because I'm looking for you to affirm who it is that I am, because I have no clue of who it is that I am. I need for you to validate who I am so that I can feel good about myself. Isn't that what you did in the crack house? Match after match after match. The reason that I reject myself or stay emotionally tied to self-rejection, I'm talking about 5:30 in the morning, God is saying to me, I need for you to take a look at something. Stop being concerned about what other people are going to think about you, and I want you to take a look at what it is that you're really dealing with. Anthony, you haven't grown to a place in your recovery where you can respect yourself because you are caught up in rejection, self-rejection. You don't feel worthy, so you're caught up in unworthiness. And being caught up in unworthiness, you haven't grown to feeling worthy. And what happens is that you don't feel deserving. You don't feel appropriate. Okay? You don't feel properly qualified. You're not suitable for no one. You feel useful, you're vulnerable, and you're not worthwhile. When are you going to grow up? When are you going to deal with the real issues? When are you going to really make that connection with God? When are you going to really get all right with yourself? Driving 12:30 in the morning with 20 years clean, coming up on 21 years clean, running around all over the country carrying a Narcotics Anonymous message, but yet you still can't get in touch with the fact that you out 12:30 in the morning looking for something that's not there, telling yourself that you don't care what happens to you now that you out in the street. Not only you don't care what happens to you, what about your wife and your daughter who you glorify all the goddamn time? You ain't think about calling Hanif then. My spirit is telling me to call some old people that you say that you trust. Hanif is a guy who will listen to me anytime I call him. I don't care what time it is. Certain people I don't got in my mind that I done sliced out of my recovery. Just sliced them out. Because of some shit that they may have said, or I done made up and thought that they said, ain't even really talked to them about what was being said. I done cut them out. Ain't calling them. Because I have a reservation in my spirit. I have a reservation in my spirit. And if I don't rid this reservation here tonight, if I don't do something about it here tonight, how close am I to using for real? How close are you? When the first step told you to run around here, we're so friendless or so deeply disconnected that our relationships are a sham. A parody of love and intimacy. A carbon copy of what you think should be real, but the relationship ain't real because you're not being the real person in the relationship. You haven't grown to a point of understanding that, Anthony, you got to be open in relationships. You have to be open. If they're not willing, you got to be willing. You can't be so afraid of letting people know who it is that you are, because if they know who you are, they're the ones that can probably help you even if they can't help themselves. I only sound preachy, ma'am. Come on, Wendy. I'm going to just kind of shift gears here. God is saying stuff to me. He's saying, good job, young man. You're doing a good job for yourself because you ain't lying to these people. You ain't here letting the people know that you need some help. You haven't grown to a point where you think that you can help yourself on any given day. You got to think about driving 12:30 at night. Just the other night. Something was wrong with that. But let me go to growing pains. Real quick. Page 8. I think it's on page 8. It's on page 8. Yep. There are also times when we find ourselves in crisis, even though the circumstances in our lives look pretty good. And you talked about it. Even the excitement of living our dreams, taking on new careers, moving to a faraway place, creating a family, can make us feel like we don't belong. Sometimes an outside event starts the ball rolling. At other times, a cascade of emotions seems to start from nowhere. From nowhere, just emotionally. See, I'm a man. You said, motherfucker, die in here. Die trying to be a man. But I won't talk about my emotions. Because I think as a man's position, because of the misinformation that I was given prior to getting here, that a man is supposed to stand strong. If I'm walking and if I'm living around a whole bunch of weak men, how am I supposed to understand what it means to be strong? So now I'm in a position where I got to talk about how I feel about my emotions. See, the basic text told me, it says one of the things that you need to do now that you're here is you don't need to continue to talk about the past, but now talk about your recovery and how you feel. Huh? That's one of the three disturbing realizations. How you really feel, Anthony? How do you really feel? I'm going to grow. And I'm still growing. But my growth is going to come as a direct result of me telling the truth and becoming vulnerable. To become open. I'm not the person that I used to be. I'm doing things differently. I've done some things since I've been here. I've had a job. Still have one. I better keep one because I got one. And my life said, you better not think about losing that motherfucking job. So I got that clear. But I just got to tie myself to understanding that you're still in a growing process. That you're still in the process of growth. You're still in the process of change. Just hit another nuke. And it's just amazing how I can, things just come to me because I'm like, I mean, I read the book a lot and I'll be standing up here sharing and I get epiphanies and then they say, go there and go here. You know, but my spirit is telling me to go ahead. I'm gonna shut up. I feel better now. You know, I feel better. You know, I got it out. I got it out, y'all. I ain't got a whole lot, but I give you what it is that I got. She give me the 5-minute sign in a few seconds. She picking up them papers, so I know it's got ready to come. So on page 248, and I mean, you kind of touched on it. And I was sitting there. It says, look, right, page 2. So on page 249, it says, everything changes. It says, everything changes. That's good news and bad news. It says, growing through the changes doesn't necessarily mean agreeing with them. Huh? It says, but good-natured flexibility is a key to happy recovery. It says, we try to have faith in the long view. It might be evolution of growing pains. But it's not necessarily ours to figure out. Huh? Even though I'm evolving, it's not necessarily mine to figure out. All I got to do is give it to somebody. Somebody helped me figure it out. You was talking about your sponsee who helped you figure out stuff that you gave them that you done forgot. Wait a minute. It says, we don't have a crystal ball. Thank you, ma'am. An uncomfortable outcome is a phase of our development, not the end of our story. Huh? It says, it's true in our personal recovery, and it's true in our fellowship as well. We grow and change, and our needs grow and change too. If we are involved in starting NA in a particular area, it can be very uncomfortable when the area settles into being a community. If we are involved in a particular kind of service for a long time, it can be difficult to allow others to step in and accept that there is more than one way to do the job. When our identity is wrapped and gets wrapped up in how we used to be, can't reach out in the same way. It's harder to ask for help because they do it wrong. Wait a minute. And it's hard to carry a message because our disappointment is so evident. Just walk around a meeting, I'm just so fucking disappointed in you. I don't know what to do. I'm so disappointed at how y'all did that. I don't know what to do. I don't even think I'm coming to this meeting anymore. Because I haven't allowed growth to take place not only in my own life, but I refuse to allow growth to take place in other people's lives. Growing pain. I came here tonight. My daughter is in the car. She just wanted to be in the car. Growing pains. I needed to talk about me growing up and letting y'all know that I need y'all. I'm here to grow through these painful parts and these painful troubles in my life and being charted. God has charted my territory. He's charted the way it is that He wants me to be. He wants me to understand that, Anthony, I sent you here for a reason. Carry the message. Carry the message. People tired of hearing your mess. Tell me, please wrap it up. That ain't what you're saying? But I'm going to wrap it up. Right. And I'm going to say, if you changed and you know that you've changed, give a friend a chance to catch up. My name is Anthony. Thanks for letting me share.